I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 15th. A retired Quincy police lieutenant has taken out nomination papers to run for the open Ward 5 city council seat. Dan Minton pulled papers on Friday to run for the Ward 5 seat, which is being vacated by Chuck Phelan. Minton is the second resident to pull papers for the Ward 5 seat, now joining Richard Iacobucci. The fall ballot may also include a race for the Ward 2 city council seat. The incumbent Anthony Andronico and challenger Richard Ash of Mound Street have both pulled papers. The remaining four incumbent ward councilors, Ward 1 councilor Dave McCarthy, Ward 3 councilor Ian Kame, Ward 4 councilor Jim Devine, and Ward 6 councilor Bill Harris, have all taken out nomination papers to run for re-election. None had a challenger as of late Friday. Just one of the city's three incumbent at-large councilors, Noel DeBona, has taken out nomination papers as of Friday. Fellow incumbents Nina Liang and Ann Mahoney had yet to do so. Six residents have pulled papers to run for school committee. The most recent resident to take out papers was Catherine Campbell, who pulled papers last Thursday. She joined a field that includes all three incumbents whose seats are up for re-election, Paul Bergoli, Kathy Hubley, and Frank Santoro, and challengers Courtney Perdios and Liberty Schaff. School committee members serve staggered four-year terms, meaning three seats are on the ballot every 2 years. A preliminary election would be required in the school committee race if seven candidates qualify for that ballot. The preliminary election and any others would be on August 29th. The final election is November 7th. Now, a potential race is also shaping up for mayor between incumbent Thomas Koch and challenger James Maloney. Koch was first elected in 2007 and is the longest-serving chief executive in city history. Nomination papers are due back at City Hall on July 11th. The cause of the C Street fire that damaged two homes in Quincy last Saturday is still under investigation. Firefighters were called to 308 C Street in the Adams Shore section of Quincy about 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, May 6th. Fire spread from the back porch of the single-family home to the interior of the house, three cars in the driveway, a garage, and a neighboring home. The firefighters were able to knock the fire down in about a half an hour. No injuries were reported. Chief Joe Jackson says the home suffered extensive smoke damage, but it has not yet been determined if it's a total loss. Matt Damon and Casey Affleck were spotted filming scenes for their upcoming movie at a beach in Quincy last week. The homegrown Hollywood stars were seen strolling along Wollaston Beach, which was transformed for a scene in the upcoming film called The Instigators. The Instigators, an Apple original film, follows two thieves who go on the run with the help of one of their therapists after a robbery goes awry. In late March, a passerby captured video of Damon as he scaled a small stone wall outside of Malachi's Saloon on Granite Street in Quincy Center and climbed through a window that appeared to be held open by Affleck. Damon and Affleck have also been spotted filming around Boston, including Bova's Bakery in the North End, a Boston Fire Department station on Cambridge Street, and at Faneuil Hall and Boston City Hall Plaza. Bova's, which is known for its 24/7 service, closed for a week to allow for the movie shoot. The National Arbor Day Foundation has recognized Quincy as a Tree City USA for the 25th consecutive year. The award recognizes Quincy's commitment to planting trees, maintaining its urban forest, and celebrating Arbor Day every year. This past year, Quincy planted more than 550 trees throughout the city, predominantly along its streets. Every year, Mayor Thomas Koch appropriates between $300,000 and $400,000 for street tree planting, including municipal parks and cemeteries. And the city's partnership with the Department of Conservation and Recreation, Quincy has seen more than 2,500 new trees planted in the past 4 years. The city is developing a new back-of-sidewalk tree planting program that would address streets that don't have adequate planting space on the sidewalk. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow down 8. The NASDAQ lost 43. And the S&P dropped 6. World stocks are mostly higher after a weak start in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil at $70 a barrel. Sports. Of course, Jason Tatum giving the Celtics a long overdue fast start. Following up with a finish the NBA had never seen before. After struggling in back-to-back games, Tatum erupted for 51 points, the most in a Game 7 in history. Celtics beat the Sixers 112-88 yesterday and advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight year. Celtics, who lost to Golden State in the NBA Finals last year, face the Miami Heat in the East Finals for the second straight season. Game 1 Wednesday in Boston. And the Cardinals complete a sweep of the Red Sox with a 9-1 win yesterday. The Sox welcome the Mariners to Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and a high 76 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 41. Tomorrow, even warmer, partly cloudy. High tomorrow, 80 degrees. Cloudy on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s and sunshine mid-60s on Thursday. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet. The wind out of the west will increase to 20 knots later today. High tide, 8:28 a.m. Sunrise, 5:22, set at 7:58. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, May 15th.